The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the September 2023 issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin with the front cover. And it says, here we go. Do your best to make the most of this scouting year. And at the bottom right, how to pick the best tent or tarp. Check out these cool concept cars, plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. Let's open to the front cover and see what's in store for this month. We have the departments. Erie on the Prairie, page 2. Heads Up, page 3. Ask the Gear Guy on page 7. Scout Life Headliners, page 8. Fitness First, page 40. On page 40 also, there's Religious Emblems. Page 41, What's Up on ScoutLife.org. Reader Favorites, page 42, and Think and Grin, page 43. The Comics, 24, Mazes and More. Page 28, Lion Pride. Tiger's Adventures on page 29. Wolfgang on page 30. Also on page 30, The Bear Bunch. Page 31, We'll Be Loyal Scouts. Page 31, Arrowheads. Page 32, Dink, Dunk, and Desi. Pee Wee Harris on page 33. Wacky Adventures on page 34. On page 36, Scouts in Action. And page 37, more Scouts in Action. And features that we can look forward to. On page 10, Kick It Up a Notch. Have a great scouting year. Here's how you can do it. Features, page 14, Gear Guy, Pitch Perfect. Whether you pick a tent or tarp, these shelters will guard you from the elements. Page 18, What's a Cool Concept? You might see these vehicles or parts of them on the road one day. Page 20, Scout Around, Don't Lose Your Marbles. Scientific principles apply to everything in our world, including how we play games. Page 22, Merit Badge Minute, Personal Fitness, Chemistry, Sports. And finally, page 38, Scout Life, How to Make It, Outdoor Solar Cooker. Take outdoor cooking to the next level with this homemade solar cooker. Let's begin on page 2 with Erie on the Prairie. What even is a hitch and rack? I don't understand the name or what it has to do with you, Scout. That's from Stella M. from Dallas, Texas. Stella, you are wise beyond your years. This is something that has needed to be fixed for a while now. With the very little power vested in me, I hereby dub this page Erie on the Prairie. Hitch and rack was great for Pedro, the retired Scout Life Mill Burrow, but now this is my staple, my kingdom, my domain, my... Okay, the ball sign said I need to stop now. But just know I had a whole inspirational speech here. Yo, Scout, how can you talk? I mean, it is scientifically impossible for an eagle to talk. So who are you actually? That's from Tom R. in Oak Park, California. Since there seemed to be some confusion about this, thank you for allowing me to address the elephant bird in the room. And yes, that's a thing. Look up elephant bird to read about an extinct cousin of mine. Let me answer your question with a question. If I can't talk, how do I use the speech-to-texture feature so well? Because eagles definitely can't type. Hopefully that clears things up. I am an avid reader of the magazine. I love the feeling of going downstairs and being surprised by a new issue every month. In the May issue, I found the article, They Ride Again, along with the Scouts in Action comic. Very inspiring. However, my favorite part of the magazine is your page because I enjoy reading the other readers' questions. That's from Justin P. in Clayton, North Carolina. I can totally relate, Justin. It's how I felt when I'd wake up my nest as an eagle and my dad would serve me up some raw salmon for us kids. I think we can agree that's the only thing as good as the magazine, right? And thanks for the shout out. I've gotten your magazine for a good portion of my life. I've always loved it when there are things to make for holidays. I would greatly appreciate if you'd add more projects. It does not need to be very much. That's from Max H. in Chandler, Arizona. My dad could whip up a great how-to on slicing salmon for you, but if that's not what you have in mind, check out our almost monthly SL how-to page on page 38. Also, you can find tons of projects for holidays, campouts, meetings, snow days, heat waves, and more at go.scoutlife.org/how-to, where you'll find absolutely zero raw fish tutorials. I like the magazines and what you write about and the funny jokes, but I would like to see more outdoor activities like fishing. That's from Max N. in Peachtree City, Georgia. Okay, remember I said there were zero raw fish tutorials on scoutlife.org? That's not exactly true. We have a lot of fishing tips, projects, and jokes I think you'll like, Max. Visit fishing.scoutlife.org for a mind-blowing, massive vault of fishing fun. You can't make a guy talk about fish so much without his stomach grumbling. I have to stop right here to grab lunch. Catch you and hopefully many more fish next month. Opening shot, heads up. I have a variety of pictures here. Hispanic Heritage Month is observed from September 15th to October 15th. It's a time to recognize and celebrate the many contributions of the American Latino community. Learn about a few Hispanic traditions at go.scoutlife.org/HHM. We have some interesting things at the top of page left on page 3. Page 4, or excuse me, still on page, top of page 3, right in the middle, looks like a chief of some sort. Well, go to GoScoutLife.org for more information. Fast facts. Heads up. Virtual reality. Virtual reality creates an artificial world with sensory sight, sound, and touch experiences. There are three types of virtual reality: fully immersive, using VR glasses or headsets; non-immersive, using handheld devices or computers without VR gear; and semi-immersive, using a partial environment such as a flight simulation. Many people have contributed to the technology's growth. No single person invented it. Virtual reality is the abbreviation for virtual reality. Virtual reality isn't just for gaming and entertainment. It's also used in healthcare to treat depression, anxiety, and more. The first virtual reality headset, the Telesphere mask, was invented by Morton Healing in 1960. That was early. Read it. These are some of our favorite books of the month. Mouse Giraffe. With a different superpower every day, Switcheroo's crime, and this is on the top of page right, fighting goes from fun to challenging. One day he's moving things with his mind. Soon he's talking to cats, teleporting, and more in the stupendous Switcheroo, new powers every 24 hours. This is by Mary Ann Wynn Hyder and Chad Sell. Knopf's Books for Young. Then we have Mouse and Giraffe by New York Times bestselling author Kelly DiPuccio, illustrated by Jen Corazzi. Although neighbors Mouse and Giraffe couldn't be more different, they somehow find a way to get along. Learn how to see things from someone else's point of view in Mouse and Giraffe by Kelly DiPuccio, Penguin Young Readers. Marcus Stroman, Gold Glove Award winner and Major League Baseball All-Star. Everyone knows Mark is the baseball player, but no one sees him as anything more. That has limited Mark's view of himself. Read along as he discovers the person he is off the baseball diamond in The Spin by Marcus Stroman, Simon & Schuster. And finally, Danny Phantom, A Glitch in Time, All New Adventure. Traveling through time and space, Danny and his friends team up with his rival, Vlad Masters, to capture Dark Danny before he destroys their world. Danny Phantom, A Glitch in Time, is based on the popular Nickelodeon series Danny Phantom by Gabriella Epstein, Amulet Books. Ask the Gear Guy. Heads up. Question. I am looking for a new pocket knife. Should I get a single blade or a Swiss Army knife? That's from Danny Bethesda. Danny from Bethesda, Maryland. Answer. For most jobs, all you likely need is one blade. But you might wonder, why settle for one blade when you can have three blades? Plus a screwdriver, can opener, plastic toothpick, and tweezers. If you want to be prepared for practically anything, then get a Swiss Army knife. Swiss Army knives have been around since the late 1800s, when the Swiss military issued a knife equipped with a screwdriver so soldiers could open canned food and take apart rifles to clean them. Soon after, companies began making these multi-tool pocket knives, adding more and more tools. Campers loved them for their quality and versatility. You can get a BSA-branded Swiss Army pocket knife. Come up with a dozen tools at the Scout Shop. Single-blade knives stand out for simplicity and comfort. Many, like the CRKT Squid Compact and CRKT Tuna Compact, fit comfortably in your hand and, when the blade is locked, give you a sturdy cutting tool. Single-blade knives also usually have features such as thumb studs, which help you open the blade with the flick of your thumb. The Kershaw Cargo uses a textured nylon handle reinforced with steel for greater grip and durability. Remember to follow pocket knife safety rules. Knives are tools, not toys. Get properly trained before you can carry one. Stuff we like. Flextail Tiny Pump. You can find this at go.scoutlife.org/flextail. In about 30 seconds, the Flextail Tiny Pump 2X can inflate or deflate your sleeping bag while lighting up your tent at the same time. This rechargeable pump weighs little more than 3 ounces and fits in your pocket. But don't let its small size fool you. This pump's powerful motor can quickly fill an air mattress, forcing up to 180 liters of air through its nozzle with a minute. Turn it around and the pump will deflate your mattress just as fast. The battery lets you fill a mattress up to 40 times in one charge. Hold the power button down to turn on the light, which has 3 brightness settings from 40 to 400 lumens. At the lowest setting, the light can last 10 hours. The end with carrying handle is magnetic, so you can attach it to many metal surfaces. Flextail is offering a 15% discount for Scouts. Use the code SCOUTS15 when you order. Question. I'm going on my first campout with my Cub Scout pack. What's a good sleeping bag to get? From Marcus in Charlotte, North Carolina. Answer. When shopping for any sleeping bag, the goal is the same. You want one that keeps you warm and comfortable. Follow your budget. You can find affordable bags that keep you comfy for a pack overnighter or council run campout. Consider Red Camp Mummy sleeping bags. With temperature ratings as low as 32 degrees, they should keep you warm on most campouts. Their mummy style helps keep heat close to you. Rectangular shaped sleeping bags work well in the summer or if you like to spread out when you sleep. Red Camp bags are designed for youth up to 4 feet 6 inches tall. When you cross over into an older scout program, you can look at bigger sleeping bags for adventures beyond car camping. Gear Guy is here to answer your questions about gear and gadgets. Find more Gear Guy questions and answers in the Outdoors and Gear section of scoutlife.org. Four Sport Champ, page 8. Second-class scout wins at Nationals. Siddhant Swaminathan, age 12, hometown, Fremont, California. Scout, rank, second-class scout, Troop 199 in Fremont. Siddhant made headlines for winning the under-13 silver medal at the 2022 USA Pentathlon Multisport National Championships. The scoop. Youth pentathlon involved four sports, fencing, swimming, running, and laser pistol shooting. Competitors over age 17 also compete in horse riding. Science champs, Eagle Scouts are finalists. Ryan Lee and Vivian Wu, ages 19 and 18, hometown Palo Alto, California. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 57 and 4057 Palo Alto. They both made headlines as finalists in the 2023 Regeneron Science Talent Search, the nation's oldest science and math competition. The scoop. Ryan's project studied the effects of damaged mitochondria, a cell's energy source, on structural plasticity. His research could help treat diseases like Alzheimer's in the future. Vivian's project investigated how formic acid used by bookkeepers to kill varroa mites affects honeybees. She found that using it during nectar flow could negatively affect honey production and the long-term health of honeybee colonies. Isaac Bowers, age 15, hometown Dallastown, Pennsylvania. Scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 28, Dallastown. Isaac made headlines as a delegate to the Congress of Future Medical Leaders, of honors only program for students interested in medical and technology fields. Isaac's nomination was signed by Dr. Mario Capecchi, a winner of the 2007 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. An engineering student at York Council School of Technology, Isaac was selected based on academic achievement, leadership, and determination to serve humanity. Ava Smith, age 11, hometown Fort Worth, Texas. Scout rank, Troop 86, Bedford, Texas. Ava made headlines for being selected to participate in a 2023 National Youth Leadership Forum, Pathways to STEM. This summer involves hands-on activities and competitions in science, technology, engineering, and math. Ava was nominated for her scientific merit and leadership qualities. And message from Ava, no, I'm not barking up the wrong tree. I'm barking up your tree. Adopt me. Nanoa Tyndall, age 13, hometown Honolulu, Hawaii. Scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 33, Honolulu. Naona made headlines by raising more than $19,000 to Make-A-Wish Hawaii, which grants wishes to children with critical illnesses. Naona sold lemonade and recruited three corporate sponsors, as well as 18 schools and organizations, to write letters to Santa last holiday season, for which Macy's donated $2 per letter. Previously, Nanoa donated his lemonade stand profits to Toys for Tots and Shriners Hospital for Children. Good job, Nanoa. Good heart. On to page 10. Kick it up a notch. Have a great scouting year. Here's how you can do it. Scouting is an adventure. How much adventure you have is up to you. Whether you just joined or have been in the program for years, and depending on your age and proper preparation, you can launch a model rocket, scuba dive in the ocean, explore a cave, and even ride in a tethered hot air balloon. Scouting can also open doors to new hobbies or a future career. With so much you can do, here's how to take advantage of it all. Get outdoors. The Great Outdoors offers awesome activities. Everything from fly fishing to horseback riding, treks to cross-country skiing, and so much more. Get ideas from your handbook or Scout Life articles about what other units are doing. Book a camp out at your local council camp, which is already set up for outdoor fun. Lead. You can be a leader at any age. As a Cub Scout, you can do this by serving as a denner or assistant denner, by following your den leader's instructions and using the Cub Scout sign. In older Scout programs, you can take on positions of responsibility, which can involve organizing gear, keeping meeting minutes, or leading the entire unit. Whether you're with your unit or with others, living the Scout oath and law makes you stand out among your peers. Adventures Explore. Adventures happen everywhere. You can travel across the country to backpack in a national park or go to a local museum. Search for rewards in a geocaching hunt or go to a baseball game and maybe camp on the field. Get creative when you plan your outings. They could end up in a future Scout Life issue. Let us know what adventures you all have planned at go.scoutlife.org/contact, and we might cover it. Earn. See at the top, BSA with a canoeing up. Whitewater rafting, BSA. Earn. You love badges. We love badges. Everybody loves badges. And the BSA offers tons of them, along with certificates and medals. Some awards challenges you to try new things, like stand-up paddleboarding, whitewater rafting, or hiking 50 miles. Others push you to improve your community, explore your faith, help other Scouts, and more. Go for it. Crossover. Cub Scouts can look forward to a lot more camping and bigger adventures in Scout BSA and older youth programs. Scouts BSA members, venturers, and Sea Scouts can try advanced, challenging activities and extended treks, like those at one of the BSA's National High Adventure Bases. The Exploring program connects you with people who can guide you to future careers. And did you know you can be a member of multiple older Scout programs at the same time? To see what each program has to offer and find a unit near you, visit scouting.org. Be safe. Before any outing, make sure there's a qualified adult supervision. You have the proper equipment, and everyone has the fitness and skills for the activity. If these requirements aren't met, it isn't safe. And if it isn't safe, don't do it. You can always try again later. What if you have a cool idea for an outing, but you don't know how to do it safely? Talk to your adult leaders and check out the BSA's Guide to Safe Scouting. That guide, along with online safety moments on scouting.org, shows how everyone can have fun safely. Sell. Fundraising helps you raise money to go on amazing adventures. While you're expected to earn your own way, money-earning projects are an option for paying for additional activities. Don't look at raising money as a chore. It's a way to help you participate in more fun activities. Fundraising also helps you build sales skills that can serve you later in life. Participate in your council-sponsored fundraisers and do unit money-raising projects approved by your council or chartered organization. Talk to your adult leaders about the BSA rules for any unit fundraising projects. How about a car wash? Woo-hoo! Share. Scouting is designed to help you succeed in life. Keep a healthy balance by spending time with your friends, playing sports, learning a new musical instrument, and working hard in school. You can make time for scouting and other interests. Your friends can, too. Invite them to join scouting, and together, you all can have a blast. And learn. Outdoor skills are a big deal in scouting, but there's so much more. You can find out about our nation's history, how to protect our natural resources, and how to potentially save someone's life. Knowing what to do in certain situations empowers you to make better decisions. You know, it's important to be prepared. Lion pride, raking them in. Hey, let's roast marshmallows. We need sticks. Hi, everyone. Has everyone found a stick? Rex, that is a rake. Oh, and it found out that a rake has, wow, all the little things on it that you can fry many more marshmallows. Good job. Rex, Tiger's Adventures. Orange is orangey-eye something. Taco about funny. Sorry, got a split. Waffly, nice to meet you. Butter, watch out. Ice cream for ice cream. I'm super duper. I'm on a roll. How egg exciting. What do you think about, Tiger? I think about what you told me. So you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. Wolfgang, that's fantastic. Ta-da! Hey, why the trophy? It's an award for overall excellence. I must be wearing these the wrong way. Oh, the Bear Bunch. Here's a book about pirates. One about a giant whale. And one about a brave dog. And this one. Oh, this and this. And they're looking. Later. Pinecone, what's all that? My fall reading list. Ooh, boy. And finally, we'll be loyal scouts. Welcome, returning scouts and new recruits, to our first PAC meeting. To demonstrate how much fun we have in Wiblos, I shall attempt to magnify, divide this tent in half, and to show how much fun our campouts are. Alacho, zingo, bingo, woohoo, clap, 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 good job. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.